This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Cracked stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. I was trying to work the manual of arms on, well, I wasn't trying to, I managed to do it with the scout rifle. And it is so much easier. As far as just going up and shouldering the gun and practicing the shooting, I'm actually going to take and put the Mantis X on it too. But the ergonomics part of it is handled. Now all that needs to be added to the scout rifle is a little more operator. A little more operator, that would be me. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Still got a busy throat. I apologize. Let's go back to Dianne Fine Frankenstein, shall we? She accused Kavanaugh of being pro-gun and suggested in the hearing that more people will die in mass shootings if he is confirmed. Now, ABC News tweeted video of Feinstein addressing Kavanaugh, saying, "The president that nominated you has said, I will nominate someone pro-gun. We believe what he said." She added, "It's pretty clear that your views go way beyond simply being pro-gun." HuffPost then noted that Feinstein suggested a confirmation of Kavanaugh will mark an end to assault weapons bans, as she claimed he would hold AR-15 and similar rifles as constitutionally protected. I don't know what that's a problem. It's in Heller. Believe it or not, lady, it's in Heller. Common use is protected in Heller. You know, during the time of Obama, 9 million of those things were sold. And that doesn't include the ghost guns. That doesn't include the 3D printed guns. Just the ones that had to go through the background checks. 9 million of those were sold. If the guns were the issue, if they were the one causing everything, we would not have do we have 10 shootings during the time of Obama with AR-15s? Do we have that? Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that if we have 9 shootings, that's perfectly okay. It's perfectly okay. I'm not saying that at all. What I am saying is that the tool is not the issue. The wide open target is the issue. Wide open target is like the flame, the attention seeker who's going to go out in a blaze of glory is drawn to that flame like a moth. She also intimated that there would be more school shootings if Kavanaugh were confirmed, chiefly because of the continued legality of assault weapons. Now, they're not going away anytime soon, lady. You can't ban them. You had it one time. You had it one time, and it went away. There are certain places that have them, but even in your own state of California, you have California-compliant ARs. And like it or not, the thing about ARs is not, it's because it's a rifle. It's not because it has a pistol grip. Rifle barrels are longer. So when you pull the trigger on the round and it, you know, the primer goes off and the powder inside the brass casing explodes and runs it, and that bullet starts coming out the barrel and hitting the grooves and twisting, the longer it stays in the barrel, the more pressure is building up behind it, which is going to send it out faster and more accurately at a longer distance. That's the difference between a handgun and a rifle, is the length of the barrel. Now, getting out there and changing how many rounds the gun will hold will not make that one round any less dangerous. It will not. There's nothing that will make it, that one round any less dangerous, and this is the thing about all of these weapons. They all have barrels. Whether they're shooting one or 100 at a time, they all have barrels. So what makes a rifle more than a pistol is pressure. Pressure upon ignition of powder. Now, getting out there and saying, well, if there's more magazines and there's more guns like this, we'll have more shootings. There would be fewer shootings if we didn't have such wide open areas. Feinstein claimed there had been 273 school shootings since December 14th, 2012. She said, if the Supreme Court were to adopt your reasoning, I fear the number of victims would continue to grow and citizens would be rendered powerless in enacting sensible gun laws. Now, while she's saying that, out there right now is a study by University of Alabama Associate Professor Adam Langford. He's found 90 mass shootings, including mass shootings at schools, during the years of 1966 to 2012. Not 6 years from 2012 to 2016, mind you. What is that? That's 56 years. No, it isn't. Is it 46? It's 46 years. I'm sorry. 46 years of time. And in 46 years, he's found 90. While Feinstein, on the other hand, is claiming 273 shootings in schools alone during a 5.5-year time frame. And she is pointing to AR-15s and other commonly owned semi-automatic rifles as casual in the continuation, or causal, in the continuation of attacks on gun-free schools. But we know, also based upon studies, that these rampage killers will use handguns over assault weapons by a 3-to-1 margin. Carrying an AR-15 around in town, you know, I have them. I'll have more. I'll have some. They'll come and they'll go. But I'll always have one. And my sons have one each. And, I mean, having them is... There's millions of them out there. They say that 9 million happened while Obama was in office. There's probably 20 million out there, I would think. Easy. And that's just the AR-15s. Then we come to things like the AKs and the Galils and, the cute and fuzzy one, the Ruger Mini 14. All of the AK variants, everything of the, all of those. So, I mean, we don't really know how many's out there because it's impossible to figure that part out. But rest assured, those being out there is not going to make more school shootings happen. What's going to make more school shootings happen is if we continue to let schools be wide open, easy, soft targets, then they will continue to be shot up. And if we don't arm anybody, if we don't put any armed people in place there, unless we harden the target will continue to be soft. It will continue to be a high-value target for some of these people. And they will continue to do this. So not doing anything is the problem. And getting out there and going after classes of weapons that, that you don't like, well, that's not really doing anything at all, lady. And, you've got your axe to grind. I get it. But the evidence does not support your theory at all. And that's all it is, a theory. And when you get out there and say anything beyond that, trying to make out like what you say is fact, that's just a lie. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Will I wake up some dream I made up? This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Everything, all the elements are there for the ergonomic greatness that is waiting for you at Boyd's Gun Stocks. So check them out, boydsgunstocks.com. Now, let's talk a little bit at length in the overview of these hearings. This spectacle of the Kavanaugh hearing yesterday was a sideshow, a circus, and it was planned. All of this was planned and orchestrated by the usual suspects. Senators Durbin, Schumer, Blumenthal, Booker, Klobuchar, Boucher, I don't know, Harris particularly. She was particularly nasty. Feinstein, Hirano, all of them. Like seventh graders, they decided they were going to bully the nerdy kid. They were probably gleeful as they schemed to disrupt the proceedings by interrupting relentlessly. Although, this was actually a compromise. They actually planned to walk out, which, hey, walk out. Walk out if you want to. Have at it. But no, they decided to stay there and act like a bunch of kids. Then there were the shrieking protesters. I have a hard time thinking that sane people would behave like that in public, let alone in the halls of Congress and during a judicial hearing. And despite all of the rudeness and disrespect, it was a wonderful thing to see. Because the people that were watching this on television, people who've been seeing this on the news, they cannot help but realize that the Democrats are the party of immaturity and sheer childishness. And throwing tantrums is their best thing. Those who lectured and moralized the most are those least qualified to do so. Kamala Harris slept her way into California politics with Willie Brown. Cory Booker has imaginary friends he uses and abuses. When he speaks, it is pure blather. He makes no sense at all. Richard Blumenthal, he lied about having served in Vietnam. These are very self-unaware people. They clearly have an exaggerated sense of their own intellectual capacity, and they don't listen. Now, the Republicans who got to speak, on the other hand, some of them were spectacular. Senators Cruz, Lee, Sass, and Graham, of all people especially. It is easy to see not only who reveres the Constitution, but who has actually read it. And it was obvious that the noisiest Democrat senators are not at all familiar with the founding document, as are the Republicans. A while back, Senator Hirano of Hawaii was baffled by the fact that the operative word in the phrase illegal immigration is illegal. She refused to meet with Kavanaugh because of Michael Cohen's plea deal, which, by the way, had nothing to do with Kavanaugh. That's her way of confused thinking. It's a safe bet she has never read or studied the Constitution. Senator Klobuchar apparently thinks the public is so uninformed that she can stick to the Trump colluded with Russia hoax when there are mountains of evidence that it was the Clinton campaign, the DNC, the DOJ, the FBI, and the CIA who committed countless crimes to that end to steal the election for her, and still she couldn't win. The fact that Trump won despite all of that effort to derail him is miraculous, but it has to do with the fact that we got out and we voted. Senator Grassley, who is he's referred to as a mature farming gentleman, and he was taken aback by the rudeness and the screaming, and why these people, each of whom had to be invited by a member of the committee, were not removed and arrested within 5 seconds of their outburst is a mystery. They were allowed to impede the hearing for far too long. The whole thing had the feel of a reality TV setup. It looked like Jerry Springer to me. It was an embarrassing display of incivility on the part of the Democrats present. They were all in on the ill-conceived strategy play, and they were so very, very proud of their sophomoric selves. Now, in the end, they did the people that were paying attention a favor. There can no longer be any doubt that the Democratic Party of today, has moved to the far, 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 far left. And they appear to loathe the country that has given them so much in the way of the wealth and the power that they think they enjoy. They really hate the half of the country that supports Trump. And they hate to admit that Trump's support is growing. And the more they act like crazed lunatics, the more people will continue to walk away from the party. And they are walking away. And the more good Trump accomplishes, the economy, national security, rebuilding the military, the more the left amps up their farcical attacks on our outsider president. So he must be doing something right. We had more of the same today. It continues to be infuriating. The left that are currently in office do not know how to handle their very deranged base. And that's a problem. And the fact that they didn't really have and suffer any consequences for being rude means they will continue to get ruder. Today they all had, I think, 30 minutes to grill Kavanaugh. And he sat through it all today and he sat through it all yesterday. He will likely be prepared for the lunacy of the left that he faces every day of these hearings. This is not really something all that new. I mean, with Robert Bork, they went after him with a fevered pitch. They went after Clarence Thomas with a fevered pitch. He sat there and said, I really wish that you guys had never put my name forward. And then he sat back and, you know, they did the whole Anita Hill thing and dragged that out for forever on that. And I hope, finally, that Lindsey Graham will get out there and say, well, the president was elected, so he should get to appoint the people he wants. I hope that they learn the lesson watching this. I hope they're taking notes this time, boys. Hope you're taking notes because you need to. You need to learn from these instances. We're supposed to be the learning animal, man. You know that? Man is the learning animal. So learn from this. And if you're wanting to be constitutional, please do. But learn from this, because the left has gone off the rails. They're no longer your colleagues. They are your opponents. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News.
Tropical Storm Gordon weakened into a tropical depression, but it is still bringing heavy rain, wind, and possible tornadoes to parts of Alabama and Mississippi. With the hurricane season just beginning, this Gulf Coast resident says this is par for the course.
Anything on the west side is constantly washed. The roads are torn up. It's being rebuilt.
The moisture from the storms is expected to continue north and east and make it all the way up to Rochester, New York this weekend. Judge Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation hearing is also going on today on Capitol Hill.
If confirmed to the Supreme Court and as a sitting judge, I owe my loyalty to the Constitution. That's what I owe loyalty to. And the Constitution establishes me as an independent judge, bound to follow the law as written.
And your final numbers on Wall Street. The Dow was up 22 points to close the day at 25,974. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Esurance. Extreme weather events are on the rise. Last year, the U.S. suffered 16 major natural disasters with recovery costs of over $300 billion. That's a 33% increase over 2016 when there were 12, and it's predicted that this upward trend will continue. A 2018 study by Esurance revealed that only 17% of U.S. residents feel they are personally prepared for an unexpected natural disaster. The survey also revealed that people tend to take a low investment path and that the use of high-tech home-based solutions is uncommon. Bonnie Schneider, meteorologist.
Today's technology allows people to better prepare and recover from extreme weather. You can invest in smart home sensors and alert devices, angle security systems, and Wi-Fi enabled cameras towards the street to keep tabs on activity around your home. Find an app that enables Wi-Fi calling during an emergency and keep your home inventory updated digitally for insurance purposes.
For more, visit esurance.com/insights.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks. Hang on a minute. Let's do that again, shall we? Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. A handful of left-wing groups has taken, they've written a letter to New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer today, criticizing the minority leader for failing the progressive base by not blocking Judge Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation to the Supreme Court, which hasn't happened yet, but they're condemning him for it. Letter read, the Supreme Court is on the line and you are failing us. Your job as Senate Democratic leader is to lead your caucus in complete opposition to Trump's attempted Supreme Court takeover and to defend everyone threatened by a Trump Supreme Court. Have at it, people. I mean, do you remember who got rid of the filibuster? Do you remember Scary Harry, the guy, Scary Harry Reid, when, you know, he that got beat up by the exercise equipment? Yeah, he was the one that got rid of the filibuster. And because of that, the effective defense that used to be there is no longer there. And he's the one that started this idea that we're going to, you know, make it a simple majority. And because you guys are such bad losers and don't know how to play nice and you know, the cycle of power, which goes back and forth. Because you won't adhere to that, which is the will of the people, by the way. McConnell got in there and said, okay, well, you know, not just for judicial nominees, but also for Supreme Court nominees, it's just a simple majority, which they have. They have it. And they're going to get Manchin to vote with them. And maybe one more. Now, I don't know what more they could do. And I'm not one, I couldn't care less about defending Charles Schumer. But Democratic Senate judiciary members have continually attempted to suspend this confirmation process. They want to run the clock on this and keep it from happening till November. They didn't like it when McConnell got out and said, well, and McConnell and Grassley, when they invoked the Biden rule, which Biden invoked the Biden rule when George W. Bush still had 18 months left in office. And nobody was up for the Supreme Court. He got out there and decided, well, what we'll do is we're just going to go ahead and make sure that this president doesn't get to, because the people should decide who the next Supreme Court justice is. That's what they said then. So, segue to 2016, when we're in the final months, weeks of Barack Obama's reign of ruin on the United States. And it's our turn. And Grassley and McConnell and the Senate, now in charge of the Senate, said, okay, well, we're just going to invoke the Biden rule, when they threw Merrick Garland out there. So, what they have now with Kavanaugh, Kavanaugh is a guy who voted with Garland 93% of the time. They differed on the Second Amendment 180 degrees for the most part. But in all other things, he voted along the same line as Garland 93% of the time. In the middle of all of this, you got the left-wing activists shouting down the Republican senators, the protesters are screaming and chanting and cheering Democrats interrupted 63 times throughout the hearing on Tuesday. Many of the disruptors had to be removed from the room by police. So these guys, now, first of all, they thought Gorsuch got Garland's seat, which Gorsuch has Garland's seat. This is Kennedy that has made this happen. And yes, it will change the way the Supreme Court swings. And to the victor goes the spoils. And this must be the will of the people, because they would not have enabled this to happen now, right? Huh. And despite all of their attempts, you know, Cruz got out there and said, this is the Democratic attempt to relitigate the 2016 election. Yeah, that's exactly what this is. Illegitimate president, illegitimate justice is what they're saying. But, I mean, and they're out there talking about, and it's all, this is all based upon the part and parcel by the popular vote, which was heavily weighted by illegal aliens coming out of California. During the weekend, Schumer led a meeting with Senate Judiciary Committee members to coordinate a strategy for obstructing the confirmation. And regardless of that, the aforementioned progressive groups accused the minority leader of sacrificing the Supreme Court in order to keep Democrats from losing seats in the Senate, calling the so-called strategy both strategically and morally wrong. The letter reads, the Democratic Party's progressive base expects nothing less than an all-out resistance to Trump's dangerous agenda. They want to elect candidates who will stand up for the people Trump threatens. Who those are, we don't know. Not ones who compromise on or cowers. He and the Republicans run the table in Congress and the courts. They understand the stakes of the Supreme Court fight. They know that we can win, but only if you lead. 13 progressive groups signed the letter, including Daily Cause, Demand Progress, Democracy for America, and the Women's March. The Daily Caller News Foundation requested a comment from Schumer's office, and they did not respond to that request for comment. Here's my problem with all of this. We are not, the Senate, the pretense, what they don't understand is happening. If you follow politics long enough, you know that the Senate looks around and says, well, of course, we're the upper house of Congress. Crumpet, Teddy. They're out there thinking they're all of this and a bag of chips. And it has really deteriorated to the degree to where it's now it's a sideshow. And the Democrats brought the circus to town. And I'm sure they're sitting there going, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And at the same time, they're trying to do what they can do. And this is the thing. They can't do anything to stop this. John Kyle, they just put John Kyle back in place to replace John McCain. He's going to vote with the Republicans. Pence is there if it comes down to a tie. We know how he'll vote. If Manchin and anybody else crosses the aisle, there's a couple of Republicans that might be somewhat suspect. We'll see. But the end result is that this guy is just qualified to do what they're asking him to do. He's more qualified than Sonia Sotomayor. He's more qualified than Elena Kagan. And the Republicans gave both of those ladies a nice rubber stamp because Obama won the election. And I don't have an issue with them opposing anything on any sort of grounds. But at the same time, the mask is off. This is the other party in America today, the leftists. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Makers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife. So I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. We'll get into that just a minute. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Are you wearing Levi's? Well, Levi Strauss & Company has decided to step up their support for gun violence prevention. That coming from CEO Chip Berg. This in a Tuesday opinion piece for Fortune magazine. So today, on top of our previous actions, Levi Strauss and Company is lending its support for gun violence prevention in three new areas. These new areas include establishing a Safer Tomorrow Fund to finance anti-gun nonprofits and youth activists. Now notice how we go from, going against gun violence to being anti-gun. Partnering with Michael Bloomberg to form Everytown Business Leaders for Gun Safety. Matching employee contributions to gun grab groups aligned with the fund and providing them with 5 hours per month paid time off to volunteer to include political activism. All this, by the way, coming from the desk of David Kodria. So, in other words, Levi Strauss is going to embrace their inner David Hogg. Lay down some more AstroTurf and empower more progressive politicians to enact edicts to further eviscerate the right to keep and bear arms. Mr. Berg was kind enough to be weaselly worded and said, I'm not here to suggest we repeal the Second Amendment or to suggest that gun owners aren't responsible. And then we get this. In fact, as a former U.S. Army officer, I took a solemn oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. But as retired four-star General Michael Hayden once said, there are some weapons out there that frankly nobody should have access to, and actually there are some people out there who should never have access to any weapons. Berg is right, at least on one count. There are people out there who can't be trusted with a gun. These people should be called prisoners or inmates after a full due process has proven them ineligible to be trusted without a custodian. As for the rest of his disingenuous blathering, he, Hayden, and gun grabber Gabby's Benedict Arnold Brigade are spitting on that oath. I have no issue at all looking at a retired four-star general, lieutenant, anything in between, and looking at them and saying, guys, you guys are traitors to the oath. And yeah, I know I was just a sergeant in the Army. Guess what? You and I, we're not in the Army now. You're just a, you know, you're just a candy, you know what, like me now. And as such, I don't have to worry about decorum. I don't have to worry about military courtesy because you're out here desecrating everything I stood for. The founders intended a militia of the whole people to keep and bear every terrible implement of the soldier, and no amount of progressive rationalization, or you can, the other word, rationalization is a long way of saying lies in this particular case, will ever change that demonstrable truth. So Berg getting out there and saying, I'm a former Army officer, so I know. You don't know anything, pal. You don't know anything. And this is not the first time Levi Strauss has shown its hostility to the Second Amendment. A couple years back, Codria detailed some of the ways it has disparaged gun owner rights and pushed a progressive agenda over time. And he is evidently confident his bottom line won't suffer despite Americans having plenty of other brands to choose from that are not working against their interests. Maybe expanding into untapped markets, including Russia, China, and India, prioritizing an increase in sales to women, and ingratiating himself with progressive millennials, has convinced Berg that heritage Americans are expendable customers. The problem is some of us that are gun owners will continue to buy Levi's. We'll go out and buy them tomorrow. We'll go out and buy them tomorrow. Now, there's two things I won't do. I won't buy their products. I may look at their stuff, but I won't buy their products. This is giving aid and comfort to an enemy that is openly hostile to us. Openly hostile to us. They should be alienated. Because they're always attempting to criminalize me and you. Now, in coming days, you know, we'll see if his strategy yields targeted profits. And likewise, if other companies joining his Bloomberg business collaborators skate without repercussions. One other thing to watch, though, the mayor's coalition became a joke with all the corrupt members they couldn't seem to stay out of jail. It will be instructive keeping an eye on the Everytown business leaders to see who among them will be the first and then next to make the wrong kind of headlines. So, in other news, we have David Hogg being David Hogg Light. He's teamed up with Bill de Blasio, mayor of New York, to form another anti-gun group. I've been wondering how long his shelf life will be. This idealistic youth. How much was nothing more than a desperate, you know. He likes being famous. And yes, it's cynical, but it's about the only way I could explain his extortion attempt with Smith & Wesson. Anyone who truly believed in gun control would have probably learned that his followers weren't the kind who could impact the gun manufacturer's bottom line. Now, the new organization is going to be termed the Mayors for Our Lives. It builds off of the name recognition of the March for Our Lives movement, spearheaded by Hogg and the other Parkland, Florida high school Hitler youth, with the help of the wealthy donors and established gun control groups. The mayors involved pledged to make voter registration forms more available to students and back Get Gout the Vote campaigns aimed at younger demographics. Hogg was with Bill de Blasio on MSNBC's Morning Joe last week. He said the recent surprise win by Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum in Florida's Democratic gubernatorial primary came out because of youth advocacy. He's claiming credit. In Orlando, our team for March for Our Lives Orlando helped promote voter registration so much that it went up 90% in Florida. Youth voter registration is up 41%. These people are not taken into account on polls. De Blasio said they believe it's a matter of life and death, and they're right. And what David and his colleagues have done has changed American politics and awoken a different sleeping giant, which is younger voters. Well, I'll say this. There are lots and lots and lots of anti-gun groups. And one of the reasons they're so ineffective is they aren't unified like pro-gun groups are. And creating another anti-gun group won't actually help anything. So this is a grab for fame. Hogg's stupidity is on full display as he touts a win by an anti-gun Democrat in a Democratic primary, as if it actually means anything at this point. But yeah, sure, this guy won the primary. He won. He's a Democrat running in a Democratic primary. He isn't the governor of Florida by any stretch of the imagination, not yet. So until and unless that happens, the youth advocacy has accomplished jack squat. And what Hogg has managed to do is to further dilute the anti-gun voices already out there. When gun rights advocates want to see what the leadership is thinking about an issue, there are only a few places where they generally going to concern themselves. It's going to be the NRA. They may look at Gun Owners of America or the Second Amendment Foundation unless they look at one of the state groups. And the voices are pretty unified behind just a few banners. Gun control groups spring up all the time, in part because people like Hogg have this fevered ego that drives them to get out there and be in front and say, I'm in charge and I'm going to stop this and I'm going to do that. He couldn't handle the idea of advising de Blasio to unite with one of the other mayoral anti-gun groups. He wants one with his stamp on it. A true believer. He isn't. Coming up next, we're going to be talking to Dean Weingarten, writer at Amaland. Hour number 3 is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.